everybody. I hope you're okay. I haven't been on here for quite a while. You can probably hear the dogs in the background. Marley's licking his feet as normal. I haven't been.
Yeah, I think I'm coming to an end, so I'm going to do. I don't know what happened there. Yeah, I'm coming to the end, so I'm going to do a part two because obviously I haven't been on here for a while. And the other thing I have done is I have missed. I don't know what's happening to this audio boo. So anyway, and I hope I'm going to have to listen to it, I think, before I print send it out. I have, what else? I've got a new dog. I've got a Chihuahua. His name is Chico. Obviously, I got him as a puppy. He's three, May, June, July, August. Oh, he's nearly 4 months old. So I've had him for about a month now. He's a little terror in terms of, you know, he thinks he's a big dog. He can get up and down the stairs already. And it took one of my pugs about a year before he'd come down on his own, up and down. Hey, Bollinger, is that you? Yeah. So they're all cuddled up in bed at the moment. After Marley and Bollinger had their usual morning argument over food. What can I say about Chico? He's a lovely little dog. He's very cute. Anybody who knows anything about Chihuahuas, they're very small dogs. They're the smallest dog that you can get. You know, they can fit in sort of a bag and whatever. A normal size Chihuahua, it doesn't go over about 3 to 4 kilos. So, you know, that gives you an idea of how big they'll actually grow. Obviously, they're easy to carry around, put in bags and whatever. He's got his own little bag that I put him in. It's like a cross-body bag. And so when we go on walks, I put him in that. And then when I let the others off and stuff, I let him off on his lead for a walk. I've just got him a flexi. I probably will never let him off on his own completely, given the thing is that he can... He's like... We've nicknamed him Houdini because he can escape through anything. Since I've had him, he's escaped under my fence to two of my neighbours. And I thought the fences were animal-proof because obviously my cats have never got through the fences and whatever, but obviously Houdini has. So, oi! He's outside at the moment barking. You probably can hear him. And I don't know where he's gone. Chico, I hope you're not next door. He's probably got... I did get my garden secure for him, but he seems to... Chico, come on. Oh, yeah, he has. He's got next door again. Chico. This netting that was put up, he seems to have got himself through it and got next door again because he's probably bored when I was talking and decided to escape. Chico! He's a little bugger. So I'm hoping he will come. Hello, Chico! Have you come back? Hello! Hello! You're a good boy! You're a good boy! Here, you say good boy. Yeah! He's playing with the other dogs now. He's actually come back. So I don't know where he gets out and comes back, but at least he's coming back in this time. So that's Chico. I'm looking forward to having a break in November and seeing some of my friends from SVOPA going on a school reunion weekendy thing, so I'm looking forward to that. Visiting a friend next weekend or this weekend, I'm looking forward to that. It's actually quite nice to
although I'll be starting studying again, the law was so intense, to be honest, and because I was quite behind because of materials not being given to me accessibly till the last minute, I was spending so much of my time just trying to get, because that was just a reading and writing course. And I have to say, anybody who wants to go into that who is visually impaired, I would definitely do my research on it if I was you, and properly. Not that I didn't, but I wasn't given the opportunity to. Let's just leave it at that. You do your research properly, it is really hard, because a lot of it is cross-referencing cases and not analysing so much. That's not the problem. It's, having to... I'm just trying to describe it really in a good way. Having to go through the law, legal terminology, and pull things out and put them into other things, it's quite difficult, and a lot of the legal stuff and legal websites are not that accessible. So, yeah, it was really hard. I'm looking forward to psychology, because I've looked at the OU site for that, and everything's really accessible, and it's not just reading and writing. Obviously, it is actually interacting, and you've got DVDs, you've also got, voice things as well, audio clips, etc. And I know you have to do a project where you have to speak to people and interview them and whatever. All in all, it's a lot more interactive, whereas law wasn't really like that at all. It was literally just sitting and reading and analysing and rereading and reanalysing and trying to remember all these cases that were precedent from sort of the 18th century, you would not believe. So, yeah. There were some that were newer cases that were quite relevant, but believe you me, a lot of the cases were ones I didn't think they had case law in those days. I think the latest they went back in case law, I think there was a 17th century one. I'm sure there was a couple of those, and a lot were 18th century, and it was like, oh my goodness. And then you had obviously 90s and 2000 and what, but there were very few of those, believe you me, compared to the older ones. That shows actually though how they probably really need to revise law, because a lot of it is still dictated by things from the 18th and 17th century, which obviously the world's moved on since then. I'm massively behind, obviously, in my audio booze and sussing out what's going on. I've been able to have a quick flick through the odd time. What I am excited about is the iOS 8 development. I know there's been bits and pieces varying on that. The iOS is really, really good. I like it. I've updated my iPad, one of my iPads, because some people know I've got a few iPads. And I've updated my iPhone. And I'm quite happy with it. I think they really have improved in terms of, I don't know if there's anybody else that's got some vision and who uses the zoom and the colour contrasts and stuff like that, but I think they've improved on a lot of that, to be fair, which is a lot better. I still wish they'd improve on their keyboards. I still find the keyboard could be a lot darker than it was before. But I haven't gone in to see whether you can change keyboards or anything, to be fair. You might have a choice on that. VoiceOver seems to be good, and it seems to be quicker as well at sort of, you know, when you read out and, when you want to make a text or whatever and you want to read for it to note it down for you and everything. The voice stuff seems better on that stance. So all in all, I'm quite pleased with it. I would like one of the new iPhones. I'm sure everybody would. However, I can't justify it at the moment because I own my own iPhone. So
but I would probably like to get one of the bigger screen ones. I'm going to have a look at one and wait, obviously, until it all comes down.